Welcome to the Emmaus Fellowship Teaching Podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. Emmaus Fellowship is located at 205 North Pine Street in Woodland Park, Colorado. Our phone number is 719-687-6061. We trust you find this encouraging as you pour over God's Word with us.
You gave me a voice and a song, taught me how to sing. Brothers and sisters, gave me a family.
Okay, well, it's good to be with you again here this morning. So let me just start by asking a question. How many of you, if you were honest, you could say that, yeah, I've been in the church a long time. I would consider myself a Christian maybe for a lot of years, a decade or two or more. And you would honestly say that you have a difficult time connecting with God. You would say that maybe the idea of like God meeting your needs kind of can be a frustration for you, because you're like, yeah, I know I have longings, like deep needs, like the need for love or security or to be understood or purpose or significance, to belong, all of these different things. And if I were to say to you, yeah, you have those needs, and the most legitimate answer to those longings is God, you would get frustrated by that, because you'd be like, yeah, that's a great idea, but I actually don't know how to connect with God in ways that really make a difference or really are like experiential, you know what I'm saying? And you can then kind of like relate to the idea that, yeah, there's people in our world, there's people in your family, there's people maybe in your Aspen Grove right now, there's people that are at your workplace or in this community, in this church, that would say, yeah, I have a hard time experiencing God. I cannot connect with God through ideas, through concepts, even through some spiritual practices or insight or revelation or divine encounters. Like all of that kind of eludes me most of the time. So here's what I want to offer. I'm kind of beginning my teaching with the ending. It's the punchline. While people cannot connect with God personally, they can connect with you. They can connect with me. Like, we actually can be the representative of God on the earth. And so that's really powerful, because by connecting with you, they can connect with the attributes of God through the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. They may not be able to receive the love of God as a concept, as an idea, or even as a feeling. Like, that may elude them. It may not really work, in the sense of they may not actually connect with the love of God, but they can connect with you, and they may experience for the first time the love of God through you. There are people that may not experience the joy of God or the patience of God or the peace of God as an idea until they first experience these attributes when they're spending time with you. The kindness of God may be abstract to many until it's experienced through a follower of Jesus. The goodness of God is best on display in your goodness. So I wanted to begin with this, and then I kind of want to back up on it and just talk to you a little bit about what we're celebrating today. Today is Shavuot. Today is a Jewish holiday that has been celebrated since the exodus of Israel out of Egypt. And there was a Passover, as we know, when the blood of the lamb was applied to the doorpost and the mantle, and the angel of death passed over those families, because that was an act of faith. And those who did not put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and the mantle lost their firstborn son, which brought tremendous anguish to Egypt, which caused Pharaoh to release the slaves, the Israelites. And so they crossed over the Red Sea and they went into the wilderness with Moses. We know the story. That is the first Passover. Now, 7 weeks later, here we are. This is 7 weeks after Passover. Can you believe it's been 7 weeks since Easter? And we are celebrating what the Jews have called Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, ever since that first Passover. Now, what happened 7 weeks after the first Passover? Well, we know that Moses led the congregation in the wilderness, and then he spoke face to face with the angel. This is out of Acts 7, verse 38, who spoke with him on top of Mount Sinai. Along with our ancestors, he received the living oracles of God that were passed down to us. All right, so for thousands of years, the Jewish people have held Shavuot as the time to celebrate and remember the Torah that came to them through Moses on Mount Sinai 50 days after the Exodus from Egyptian slavery. Now, the Greek translation for Shavuot is what we often refer to as Pentecost. We know this. And so this means 50 days. Again, 7 weeks after Passover, that next day is Shavuot, which we're celebrating actually on Sunday. So Sunday is Pentecost. And so I want to fast forward to the life of Jesus because John tells us that the Word was God and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So God saw fit that it was not enough to have the Torah, the Word, which was celebrated and is continued to be celebrated on Shavuot. In fact, Jewish families all over the globe are celebrating Shavuot by staying up all night and studying the Torah. And they eat a lot of ice cream. I don't know why, but it's just a thing. And so the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Matthew 1, 23, we know this. The angel is speaking, says, a virgin will be pregnant and she will give birth to a son, and he will be known as Emmanuel, which means in Hebrew, God became one of us. God became one of us. Let's just pause there for a second and remember Colossians 1:15. Jesus is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God. Your translation might read it like this: Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus represents or re-presents God to us. Jesus is the incarnation of God. And yet God, in his wisdom, decided that it's not enough to be on display through the life of one man, Christ Jesus. Interesting. Jesus himself tells us in John 16, verse 7, here's the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit, or the divine encourager, will not be released to you. But after I depart, I will send him to you. Now let me kind of knuckle down here for a second and get into some deep waters about who Holy Spirit is. All right? Because the Greek word used here for Holy Spirit is parakletos. And the technical word that could be translated here is actually defense attorney. It means the one called to stand next to you as a helper or an advocate. So various translations have rendered this to mean like counselor or comforter or advocate or encourager or intercessor or helper. All of these are words that are descriptors of the Holy Spirit. And I would imagine then that none of these words alone are adequate, and they really do fall short in explaining the full meaning of who Holy Spirit is for us. So we keep in mind that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that anointed Jesus to be the representative of God on the earth is the Holy Spirit that God has sent to us, right? And so he's our Savior. We know that. Therefore, the role of the Holy Spirit is to protect and defend and to save us from ourselves and from our enemies and to keep us whole and healed. He's the one who guides and defends and comforts and consoles. And the Aramaic word here for Holy Spirit is parakleta, which comes from two root words, which I totally won't get it right, but I will just offer this to you, that the first part of the word is to finish or to save. And the second part of the word, lita here, means the curse. Now get with me here, because this is a beautiful word picture. The Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the curse, of sin in our lives, and to save us from its every effect. So, parakleta means actually, Holy Spirit could be translated actually as a redeemer who ends the curse. I love that. Now we know that after Jesus celebrated the Passover with his followers, he was handed over to Pontius Pilate to be crucified, to be buried, and then he raised to life on the third day. That is what we celebrated 50 days ago, right? Easter. And he stays with his disciples for 40 days. And during those 40 days, we know that he taught on the kingdom of God. And then he told them in Acts 1:8, remain here and wait for the promised Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be my messengers. And so the word messenger there could be translated as martyr. It could be translated as witness. And it can also be translated as representative, where we could get the concept and the idea that we are ambassadors or representatives of the kingdom of Christ on the earth, okay? So now, move forward into Acts 2. We're told that on the day of Pentecost, on this very day, Shavuot, that the Holy Spirit descended upon the church. And we can trace throughout the history of the first church, as well as throughout the history of the church in general, that the empowerment of the Holy Spirit gave them the ability to actually represent Jesus, to actually represent God. If Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God, then our life empowered by the Holy Spirit represents God. So you're getting where I'm going here, right? Because you can imagine then that that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. But can you imagine that you are the visible image of the invisible Christ? That you are the visible image on the earth of God? I know, it's kind of like hard to get our heads around it, because I'm not saying that we are divine in and of ourselves. I'm saying that the Holy Spirit uniting with our spirit, making us alive in Christ, we become new creations. The old is gone, the new has come. Our new man, whether you're a woman or a male or female, it's like the new man, the new you, I could say, is life in the Spirit. And that is what empowers us to be representatives of God on the earth. So we don't need to fall into the false humility ditch over here and say, oh, I'm just a filthy worm and saved by grace, and when I die, I'll go to heaven. Actually, you're empowered by the Holy Spirit to be a representative of God on the earth, because there are people in your life, and there are people maybe sitting next to you or that go to church with you every week who cannot experience and connect with God, but they can connect with you. And wouldn't it be great as they connect with you, they're experiencing the attributes of God moving in and through your life. So there it is. Listen to Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16. All our direction and ministries flow from Christ and lead us deeper into him, the anointed head of his body, the church. So, for his body has been formed in his image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body. We are built up and made perfect in love. So, this passage right here speaks to us as the unique, like we're not simply representatives of God by ourselves. We are representatives of God as the body of Christ. So, made perfect in love. You know, as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, it's not a given that they are moving effectively through the whole body, but as they do operate effectively through the whole body, we're all built up and made perfect in our love. Perfect in love. Now, you might say that there's only one perfect source of love, and that's God himself, and I would agree with you, but let's make it clear that you and I are empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we can be built up, and we can be perfect in love through the Holy Spirit. So, let me just kind of sum it up here. Through the Holy Spirit, and through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit coming upon our lives, we become the incarnation of God on the earth. Today we celebrate that the Redeemer who ends the curse has empowered you and I, and we are representatives of God on the earth. So back to the beginning here. The people in our lives that may not be able to connect with God through ideas and concepts or even through spiritual practices or insight or revelation or divine encounters, they can connect with you and they can connect with me. And we can be the touch point that they need to actually begin to encounter God through your life. And by connecting with you, they can experience the attributes of God through the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is in your life. This is what we're celebrating today on the day of Pentecost, on Shavuot. We are celebrating the coming, not only of the Word, which has taken up residence in our lives, because that is the new covenant, right? That God wrote his Word on our hearts and in our minds. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And not only do we like remember his life, Jesus' teachings, but the Spirit of the living Christ has come in and has taken up residence in our lives. And so we represent God through Word and Spirit. That's the beauty of today. That's what we're celebrating and that's what we're remembering. Because by connecting with you, people can connect with God. It's just that clear. I just want to make it clear to you. Don't disqualify yourself, okay? Don't do it. I know you may have some things in your life where you're like, yeah, that's far from godly. Okay, so that's the reason why the Holy Spirit is convicting you. And that's the reason why you and I have to repent of things that are not godly in our lives, because we're called to be representatives of God on the earth. That's our place. That's our role. That's our purpose. It's just part of who we are as the body of Christ. And when those grace gifts that God has given us are operating effectively, then we're built up and we're perfected in love. And who is that love oriented towards? Well, it's oriented towards God himself in our worship. It's oriented towards each other as the church. And it's oriented towards the world and the lost. Because remember, it was God who said it first. I love the world. I love the world so much that I'm going to send my son, and whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So whenever God wants to display his love, he sends someone. And guess who he's sending? You and I. And we don't have to go that far. I mean, we can go like across the room. We can go across the street. We can go across the office. We can go across the church. We can go across the oceans. We can go across the continents, of course. Our lives are representatives of God. So that being said, what we remember today is more than the concepts and precepts written in the scripture of the Torah. And yes, we remember the stories and the teachings of the man Christ Jesus, but we remember more than that. We remember and celebrate today the life of the Holy Spirit given freely to you and I, to those who have been redeemed from the curse of sin and death, and we remember that we are the body of Christ, the only representation of God some people will ever experience until they themselves are empowered by the Holy Spirit, okay, on an increasing measure. So I just want to offer that teaching to you, offer these thoughts to you, and I'll be back here in just a moment with a couple of prompts. Thank you.
It's our joy to offer these podcasts. We sure hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, feel free to drop us a line at emmausfellowship@icloud.com. If you're curious about ways you can be more deeply involved in this community, visit our website at emmausfellowship.org and be sure to like our Facebook page.